Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals. Earners, what's up? You know what's crazy? I recently discovered that I was paying for a subscription that I hadn't used in over a year. I signed up for it, completely forgot about it, and it kept charging me every single month. Thanks to Rocket Money, I not only caught that subscription, but canceled it in just a few clicks. Rocket Money has been a game changer. It saved me time, money, and stress. If you're ready to take control of your finances, give Rocket Money a try. You won't regret it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you can see all your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Their dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts, so you can easily create a personalized budget, track spending trends, and get alerts for unusual activity or bill increases. And here's the best part. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They'll handle customer service and get you the savings you deserve. How easy is that? So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/EYL today. That's rocketmoney.com/EYL. rocketmoney.com/EYL. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
I want to get the backstory, right? I know this started with you receiving shares of stock when you were, I believe, in Ivy League. You went to Princeton?
I did.
So can you tell a story about your family's history and how Ariel got started and how you became in the chair that you're in now?
Well, thank you. I've got sort of, I've been very, very fortunate. I had two extraordinary parents, and they all came from sort of entrepreneurial backgrounds. My dad's father was a barber in Knoxville, Tennessee. My dad was an original Tuskegee Airman and flew over 100 missions in World War II. He decided that when I was age 12 that he was going to expose me to the stock market. He went to law school on the GI Bill and had a small law practice. He never got it very large, but he was out there, fighting hard to grow clients and build his business. And I watched that. But at the same time, he wanted me exposed to the stock market. And every Christmas and every birthday after I was 12, I got stock certificates instead of toys. Mm-hmm. And at first, that wasn't a lot of fun, but you know, it was a great idea. And then he introduced me to his stockbroker, the first African-American stockbroker on LaSalle Street here in Chicago, a man named Stacy Adams. And Stacy became my mentor and my role model. On my mom's side, you know, my mom was the first African-American woman to graduate from the University of Chicago Law School in 1946. And she said she was inspired to become a lawyer because she watched her father use his legal skills to stop my great-grandfather from being extradited back to Tulsa after the race massacre. My great-grandfather, J.B. Stratford, owned the largest Black-owned hotel in the country at the time. Oh,
that's your great-grandfather?
Yes, yes.
So when we went to Tulsa, not to interrupt, but we went to Tulsa, and they gave us a tour of Black Wall Street, and they actually told us about your grandfather.
Well, yeah, I was just, I was in Tulsa several times now recently, and there during the centennial year. And he was someone who was out fighting for economic justice for our community, fighting the Jim Crow rules and laws. And, you know, he was a stand up pioneer, you know, very successful. And his son, C.F. Stratford, started the first Black Bar Associations in the country, helped fight the restrictive covenants here in Chicago, and helped Earl B. Dickerson with the case at the Supreme Court, Hansberry versus Lee. So long story short, I was just lucky to have these, you know, pioneering parents and families that cared about building Black wealth. That was really key. And so I've inherited that mission.
So you're given stocks as a gift. At what point do you start to figure out which equities you want to invest in? Because I know Ariel starts at the age of 24, correct me if I'm wrong. What did you start developing your own investment strategy at around that time, or at what point are you figuring this out?
It was kind of a journey. You know, when I was 18, my father turned the portfolio over to me, and you know, I had a broker right across the street from campus, and I would sit and talk with him about the markets, and he showed me where to go to Firestone Library to read newsletters and learn about the markets in a different way. And then I was fortunate in corporate finance at Princeton, we had to read a book called A Random Walk Down Wall Street by Burt Malkiel. Wow. It's one of the classics, one of the greatest books of all time. And he was the head of the economics department at Princeton. And I went to see Professor Malkiel during that time. And we stayed in touch over these last 45 years or so. And I learned then about the idea that crowds can get out of control, and groupthink can take over, and everyone chases what's worked yesterday. He talks a lot about the great bubbles that have occurred within the world's history, and again, how people can lose their minds at different types of the market, either be overly excited about the markets or overly fearful. And so it started me thinking about being a value-oriented, contrarian investor. And again, that book had a profound impact. And of course, I started to read other books on the market, started to read about value investors like Warren Buffett. And they helped me develop that investment strategy that I had during the sort of 2 years between college and starting Ariel.
As a contrarian investor, what do you think of the global macro picture right now? And what opportunities do you see that most people are not talking about?
Well, you know, it's one of the key things. You know, we are very much believers in being long-term investors. The tortoise is our logo, to remind people that old Aesop's fable, slow and steady wins the race. Mm-hmm. We want to buy companies we can own for the long run and try not to get too tied up in the local, you know, the macro things. What's going to happen with interest rates next week? What's going on with unemployment and inflation? You know, we're aware of it, but we often believe that the markets are going to go higher and over time. And, you know, Warren Buffett always reminds us that last century, the Dow Jones started at 66 and ended at over 11,000. Yes. And that last century, we had, you know, two world wars, Great Depression, many recessions, a pandemic. Our capitalist democracy somehow finds a way to march forward. And so we try to be long term. You know, I know one of the things that's fun to talk about, you talk about a little bit about basketball, but, you know, our favorite stock right now is Madison Square Garden Entertainment. Mm. It owns the Garden. And, you know, the Garden is rocking these days with Jalen Brunson and the Knicks doing so extraordinarily well. And so we own the two publicly traded companies that are affiliated with the Knicks. The MSGE, Madison Square Garden Entertainment, owns the Garden. And then Madison Square Garden Sports owns the Knicks and the Rangers, the teams themselves.
So, yes, the Knicks. Wow. Finally.
Go New York, go New York.
Yeah, we have
something. Go good. Yeah.
They're fun. They're fun to watch. They compete. Yeah. They play so hard.
For sure. So I want to ask for our audience, can you just explain what a contrarian investor is? Because I think I don't want to kind of skip over that. I know that you are one, but how would you describe a contrarian investor?
A contrarian investor is someone who's an independent thinker who doesn't follow the crowd and tries to figure out when the crowd has it wrong. There's a great investor named John Templeton who always talked about the fact you want to buy a stock when there's maximum pessimism. And that makes you a contrarian. So a contrarian is someone who just doesn't follow the crowds. The examples would be, you guys are all too young to remember, but when the stock market crashed 22% in 1987, Ariel was 4 years old. We were calling all our clients, say, send us more money. Our favorite stocks are on sale. The market's down 22%. We want to invest now. During the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009, we were contrarians. Everyone was so fearful. The market kept going down every day in late, during that horrible, horrible recession. It didn't end until March of 2009, but we kept buying our favorite stocks. They got cheaper. And then when the economy recovered, we did really well. And then finally, the great example of this is during the pandemic, we were buying stocks like Vail Resorts that were completely shut down. We were buying Royal Caribbean when the ships were being docked and no one could get on a cruise ship. No one wanted to go on a cruise ship during the pandemic. But the stock has done extraordinarily well coming out of the pandemic as people recovered. Now people want to be back on ships. They want to go skiing again. And those stocks have done extremely well. So that's a real life example of contrarianism, buying those types of leisure companies when you're in the midst of a horrific, horrific pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, 1983, you start this business. So I want to go back to this time because, it's very rare that we get to have a conversation with somebody who's actually created a fund. What was that process like? Because you've seen a few revolutions here, right? You've 83. I was born. You weren't even born yet. We were both born. Obviously, we go into the technology period of the late 90s with the dot-com boom. Now we're in this AI revolution. Talk about what that was like and what you've seen over your time as an investor.
Well, when I started in 1983, as you guys referenced, we were the first African-American-owned money management company and mutual fund company in the country's history. And I have to say, I was inspired here in Chicago because we had these legendary giants that were so active. They were on top of their game at that time. John Johnson had built Ebony and Jet Magazine, just this extraordinary leader. I was fortunate I'd gone to high school with his daughter and grade school with his son. And, he was someone who was always kind about giving me advice and counsel, his concerns about being an entrepreneur. But he was, again, a role model, someone who was very, very helpful. The other giant at the time was George Johnson, no relationship to John, but George Johnson created, AfroSheen and UltraSheen hair care products. He also started Independence Bank, the largest black bank in the country. He helped start Soul Train with Don Cornelius. He was an amazing entrepreneur. And he was also someone that I had gotten to know a little bit growing up. And that was where I was very lucky, to be able to have those kind of introductions and be so inspired by these gentlemen who not only had built great businesses and employed lots of people, but were very engaged in the community. George Johnson always made a home for Reverend Jackson when he moved here to Chicago to start Operation Push. He was, responsible for 60 tables every year at the Urban League dinner. I could go on and on. He was just something that was truly, really remarkably special as an entrepreneur. So that was something that was really lucky for me to see that and to see that you could start a black-owned company at an early age and still be successful. And so that was it. I got a friend from high school to start the company with me. I went to all the friends and family and raised about $200,000 to start Ariel. First client was Howard University. They gave us $100,000 out of their endowment to manage. And we slowly built the firm from there. You know, yeah. We manage about $15 billion now. So we've come a long way from those early days of that first $100,000 client. But again, the friends and family that were just so kind to me to give me an opportunity and believe in us at that early age made all the difference. And you can't thank them enough.
You worked hard to lay the foundation for your contracting business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can keep building it up with a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And since you earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you get even more from on-site overseeing. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.